Welcome to the United States Constitution. I'm Noah Bruntmeyer, and this is an unbiased, impartial podcast analyzing everything written in the United States Constitution, releasing every Wednesday and Friday morning at 8 a.m. Before we begin analyzing the United States Constitution, we need to gain some context around what we're analyzing and the reasons around why our government is the way that it is. So let's begin. The Articles of Confederation were created on November 15, 1777, and ratified March 1, 1781. The guiding principle around the Articles was to preserve the independence and sovereignty of the states, hence the term Confederation. A confederation is a system of government and a union of sovereign groups or states united for purposes of common action. A good example of this in our society is the United Nations. There were several problems with the Articles of Confederation, but the main problem was that there was no way for Congress, which was the only federal institution, to finance itself, which was important to paying off the debt it had accumulated during and after the Revolutionary War. After about 5 years of ineffective governing and rapid decrease in citizen morale, an armed uprising occurred in western Massachusetts, which threatened the stability of the government. This uprising is commonly known as Shays' Rebellion. The rebellion meant to prevent the trial and imprisonment of debt-ridden citizens, most of whom fought in the Revolutionary War. These citizens couldn't pay off their debts because the federal government couldn't finance themselves to pay what they owed to the soldiers. Besides this, the government had no one to put down this rebellion because without financing, the federal government had no centralized military, which was just another one of the many problems the United States faced under the Articles of Confederation. Clearly, this wasn't working. Fast forward 6 months and it's 1787. Congress is unable to protect manufacturing and shipping, and the state legislators were unable to resist attacks on private contracts and public credit. Alexander Hamilton, a familiar face in this new form of government, knows that a strong central government is essential for the protection of trade and for the well-being of the people. Alexander Hamilton leads a group of like-minded nationalists, wins George Washington's favor, and convenes the Annapolis Convention of 1786 to petition Congress to call a constitutional convention to meet in Philadelphia to fix this situation once and for all. The Constitution is signed on September 17, 1787, presented on September 28th, ratified on June 21st of 1788, and it became effective on March 4th of 1789. The United States Constitution contains a preamble, 7 articles, a closing endorsement, and 27 amendments. The Constitution establishes a strong central government with 3 co-equal branches while still giving the states power as well. There are actually still 4 amendments pending ratification and 2 others that aren't. We will get to those as we continue on this journey. In this podcast, we will discuss what the document says, why it says what it says, the context around the text, how to change it, and examples of how these things affect the world around us every single day. If you're like me, you find this interesting because it truly does affect every single day of our lives, whether we know it or not. It explains the world around us and lets us see into the genius of the framers of this document and the founders of our great nation. I hope you'll join me as we analyze sections of this historic document each episode.